Welcome back to the podcast and everything. This is an episode I've been wanting to do for a few years now, and it never got off the ground. I had all the paperwork, trying to find someone to talk to, a friend or something, but I have no friends apparently. So I'm just going to do it now so it gets out there. I think it's going to be enough for a great episode. It is called "Did I Fall for a Pyramid Scheme?" Question mark. So this basically comes down to a few things. If you know what a pyramid scheme is, or some of them called MSMs, they're all basically all the same. Pyramid scheme is you have one person that is trying to sell you a good of low value, and the other part about it is, and they make money off of that, right? So they're the middleman. So they're selling goods that you may need, some food items, some kitchenware, maybe Herbalife, stuff like that, routers. And the other aspect of it, so they make money off of that, selling for that. So they're basically, they're a distributor, they're selling. And the place typically doesn't have a standalone shop anywhere. Tupperware was kind of like this, but this is where they all differ, and where some are successful, some are not, but they're all basically the same. So a pyramid scheme, the other addition is that, is as you're a seller and you're making a profit off of how much you sell, you're usually selling to friends and family. Back in the day, people would go house to house and try to do it. Now people do it more on social media, on websites, and then just bombard their networks on their phones or on their apps or whatever you call, like Facebook and all of that stuff. And just trying to make a buck here and there on you. Usually it's a side job for these people, and it's not their main source of income. However, you can make it your main source of income, or your only source of income, if you follow certain steps. And this is where the pyramid scheme gets into its thing, and it's a negative connotation. So basically, if I am selling a gift and stuff to people, and I talk to you and I say, hey, you should do this too, you can totally make some money off of this, sign up, be a seller. If you sign up and I am now in charge of you, so to speak, or I get a certain percentage or cut off of what you sell. So the more people I bring in, if each person sells $100 and I bring in one person a month, it's not a lot of money, right? However, if I bring in 10 people a month and they sell $100, I'm going to cut off of $1,000. Now, to bring 10 people in at once seems tough. So here's where it goes in. If I bring you in and you sign up, and then you bring somebody in and they sign up, I also get a cut off of the person you brought in. And that's when the pyramid starts forming. So it's me higher than you, and then you higher than the person you brought in. And ideally, it just keeps expanding from the bottom to make the pyramid. That's why it's called the pyramid scheme. I believe it is not 100% illegal to do this, but it is frowned upon, and people in business do not go or do a lot of businesses with places that do things of the sort. People try to avoid these things because basically it can become a money pit for you if you don't bring in the people underneath you, which is usually the case. People get in a handful of people and then it fizzles out just because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of commitment to do, and some people just wanted to make $50-$100 extra either a week or a month, and then it starts getting where it's too much and they got other stuff going on, or the product isn't selling, and then you have all this product in your house that you've already bought and that's yours and you can't sell it. So that's where you can end up losing money. So taking Herbalife, for example, you go out, you buy all these powders and all this stuff. Like, all right, this is how much I can sell it for. This is how much I bought it for. I put $500 into it. If I get rid of all this product, I sell $1,500 worth. I make $1,000. Okay? So the downfall is you hit up all your friends, you hit up these people, they don't want it. Or you sell a few of them and you still have $400 in product that's eventually going to expire, but you're in the hole $400, and you've reached out to all your friends and over again you keep reaching out to them and they're just not interested in your product. That's another way that these are not looked in the highest light, is that you can take a huge loss because you're buying a product trying to sell it, and most people aren't successful at that. Most people aren't good at selling things. They could be friendly, they could be great. They're not good at convincing people to buy things. It's a gift, and not everyone has that gift. The other thing about this is it's uncomfortable selling to your friends and your family. Right, some of them feel obligated to have to buy something from you, so they do out of the kindness of the heart. Some are genuinely interested and actually buy it. And then the others, you're straining a relationship with them because they're not interested. And you keep asking them to buy something, and then they just don't want to talk to you anymore. So pyramid schemes are very risky. You got to be paying attention to them. You probably, if you're on any of these social medias, probably get hit up with some people trying to sell you something like this every now and again. But overall, they've been around for quite some time. And we're just going to look at some famous pyramid scheme businesses before we get into the meat and potatoes of this story. Yeah, so what does it look up? If I look it up, it says AI, famous pyramid scheme businesses, Herbalife, MLM. It's not MSM, it's MLM. I apologize. Avon Products, Airbon. Which I know someone that tried to get an Airbon, I tried to tell them, don't do it, don't do it. They say, oh, it's good products. Could be, might not be. Young Living, which is a class action lawsuit in 2019 alleging that it was an unlawful pyramid scheme. So there is one in here which you'll hear about, which I haven't brought up, and that's for specific reasons. So they're called multi-level marketing, MLM. So they're trying to get away from the pyramid scheme term. So a pyramid scheme, let's see, is it 100% illegal? All right. Yeah, so the other thing that I guess I should mention is as you start getting more members in, it becomes difficult, almost impossible, to get new recruits in to turn a profit because you're just running out of people to hit up. So it says it's unsustainable. It says led to many countries outlawing them as a form of fraud. All right. So just a heads up if you hear about any of those. So I'm not saying I got involved. I'm not saying I didn't get involved. You hear the story and the ending. But that's basically the pyramid scheme, the multi-level marketing in a nutshell. God bless you. So the story goes like this. For all of those that are still in it. This is probably about 4.5 years ago. It was right in COVID. I get a text message from a friend I haven't talked to in a few years, which I'm sure we can all relate. Someone doesn't talk to you in a while. They hit you up randomly, and then it's just like, oh, hey. So this is exactly what they told me. It's a text from a friend I haven't seen or talked to in about 2 or 3 years. I haven't talked to them in so long, I don't even have their phone number saved in my phone. So the text goes, "Hi Dan, how's everything going?" I replied, "Good, sorry, who is this?" This is what I think they wanted to hear. I think they wanted for me to reply so that they could reply, right? So if I was like, "Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?" It's like, "I'm good, blah, blah, blah." Don't reply. They can't try to trap you in anything, right? However, I'm a nice guy. Even though I don't know the number, I usually am going to say something based on the text or the phone call. I usually answer phone calls because you never know who they are, you know? So I replied. Then I get a text about if I want to get some passive income. So, passive income, it is not your income you do on a daily. It's not the income you're doing, you driving to a place and working. That's not passive income. Passive income is I'm relaxing and I'm making money. Stock market. If I'm not selling and trading all day, it's passive income, right? If I'm taking it, I'm not really doing much to get it. It's passive. The money's working for me. I'm not working for the money. Okay? That's the passive income that he's referring to, and that's what passive income is. So he talks about me trying to get some passive income. My reply next was, "Sounds great. I want in too." And I say, "Haha!" Exclamation points. Right? So this time, like, huh, I'm curious. I'm a curious person. I'm wondering why they hit me up after so many years. And then they bring up something about me making money, not doing anything. Of course I'm interested. Who would not be interested in this? Or at least curious to see what the heck he's talking about. Right? Could be a, you don't want to close doors before you know what's behind the door. Okay, so he's got my interest. I'm not saying I'm fully invested, but I'm like, hey, I'm always down to learn or make some money not doing anything. Am I skeptical? Maybe. Did I commit to anything? No. So there's no harm in finding out what the heck this man is talking about. So, after I replied to that, he replied with a very serious text, which kind of really threw me off. He said, "Dan, if you want in, a mentor must approve." Which I was not expecting this. I was like, what's a mentor have to do with me getting passive income? All I do is you tell me, hey, I got this investment, you can make me some money, and this and that, and we're all good, right? But they send me, like, hey, you need a mentor to do this passive income. Is quite interesting. Because now I'm curious, like, why so serious, right? What do you need a mentor like this to do? So I haven't talked to this man in a couple years. Reaches out, asks me how I'm doing, then tells me I can make money really not doing anything. And if I'm serious, I need to get a mentor. And he's going to introduce me to this mentor. So since this is COVID, things are shut down. This is the height of COVID. We're looking at May, June of COVID. So lots of things are shut down. There is really no place we can go meet. Not many things you can do. So we conduct an interview, or I guess a meeting, as you'd call it, on Zoom. Zoom blew up during the pandemic, and they were letting people get on there and talk for a very long time. Whereas the other one, they cut you out after about 30 minutes. So he sets up a Zoom meeting. He tells me to dress business casual on the phone, on a text. So I dress up business casual. I get into a room that looks more professional because I have no idea what's in store for me. I get on Zoom. He's also in a business casual attire. And the mentor pops up, and the mentor is on a vacation to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Basically, this sweet view of an ocean, and he's not even working. He's like, I'm making all this money. I'm sitting on the beach. This is during COVID. You can just be like this too. This is fantastic. He's like, and then we start talking about families, our goals, what we want to do in life, how I can be like him, how he's working with my friend to help get him to that same spot, and what we talk about lasts for about 45 minutes, right? Nothing about the business is discussed. Absolutely nothing. This is a more get to know you, see if we gel, and if we do, we'll have another conversation in a future time. If it seems off, then this is the one and only conversation I'll never know about how to make this money and how to be sitting on a beach in the Outer Banks in North Carolina during COVID and barely working and having multiple kids, right? So this 45-minute chat, it's just us three. At the end of it, they give me homework. And they say, you need to read this book before our next meeting. The book is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I have to find a way to get it and read it and then discuss it with them in a future meeting. So I'm going to end this part of the podcast. This is going to be just like what they did to me, right? It's going to go in a few different parts. This is part one. So now you can see what it's like to not know what's going on, but also how interesting and curious I am, because at that time I could have been like, you know what? I'm over this. Like, I've just spent so much time with you guys and you guys can't tell me the name of the business or how to make it. I'm done. But I knew there was some good podcast episodes from this. So I was like, at worst, I can get some good episodes to talk about. At best, I found this sweet way to make money not doing anything. So I'm going to leave you at that. The next part, I'm going to try to have these parts come out back to back to back so you can really listen to them and not have to wait a while to find out if I got involved in a pyramid scheme. Did I make money? Did I lose money or anything of the such? So for those that have listened to this, awesome. If you've been involved in a pyramid scheme or MLM in a positive or negative way, you can reach out. We can tell your story. But that's it for the part one of the podcast episode. You can check us out, info@thepodcastoneverything.com, or any place where podcasts are held, you can listen to us. All right. See you later.